have to have a resolution in the minerals council for the high school? Okay. Otherwise, we're breaking loose as well.
We are.
Okay.
The AG could bring us up on charges. And should. Is that what happens? Okay, we're back in. We're still on consideration of ONCA 1682. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Chairwoman Bucklehead, after our brief recess, I believe it's a consensus of the committee to put the language compacts and compact or back into this bill. By striking it, I thought that I was making the amendment to this bill more workable to the people sitting at the table. I did it in an abundance of being cooperative to get us where we needed to be. I would request that we reconsider that vote. I will support it. I will vote on the support side now if we could reconsider the vote. So I move to reconsider.
Is there a second?
Second.
You don't want to.
Motion on the floor with a second. Can you read the line do you have on that?
I do.
Oh, okay.
And this is just the very last vote that we did for Mr.
For the amendment.
Walker's. It was page one, line 44, reinsert compact and. And page two, line 47, reinsert compact or.
And I have do I have a second on that motion or not?
Yes, Congressman Tiller.
I believe that Congressman Superdahl wants to discuss more. We have our legal counsel here before we make this amendment.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to waste everybody's time, but I don't really fully understand this. I don't think I'm the only one, but I might be the only one that will admit it. And I would like to hear Trey's explanation.
Okay. Mr. Gill?
Yes, so by reinserting the compact language in by this proposed amendment, our proposed motion, what you're doing is you're requiring that on the overall compact that is proposed by the executive branch right now for BIA services potentially would affect Minerals Council. And so by passing this, you're saying we need a resolution from the Minerals Council first before we can approve the overall compact.
Which is what 1362 already says.
Correct, it does. But the executive branch has an interpretation of that says, well, we can get that resolution later. You can go ahead and pass the compact and then we can get a resolution from them later. But that's not, that obviously is not being pushed by the legislative branch, but it is a potential interpretation. So this would clarify that and say that we definitely need that resolution first.
Before we get started.
Before we can even consider approval of the compact.
Okay. Tony?
Well, that's what I thought it meant.
You were right all along.
But I would like to ask, since Chairman Waller's here, what he thinks about that, because my concern is I don't want to do anything over here that's going to in any way harm or intrude on Minerals Council business.
Chairman Waller?
If I can have the floor a second, all you're looking at is protection of a commodity. If you look at it as protecting an Osage human being that's a head right owner, remember, forget about everyone else, I represent just them. I have to have some kind of fail safe in this. You all don't have the option here. I like how you put that. Your first bill is interpreted, and it's way too broad. This one will help select, at least we give a blessing to what we're going after. If we don't want to compact, the BIA. I'm trying to get where we can get that fixed. I'm going to fly next week and beg these funding agencies on behalf of my group. And I'm going to introduce myself as Osage Nation, Osage Nation Minerals Council Chair. I think this will help us in other ways. And if you look way down the road, we get into an environment that we do want to, this will still help us. It'll show a unity effort of, you know, my head right owner is because you brought in a new government, they never quit being Osage. They vote more in your election than anyone. And that's where I think this unity part, you know, we got to fix this element. I don't see any problem with that. I see that compacting is a huge environment under self-governance. And I've done it both ways. I've done it under these compacts as a national government, as a tribal government. I think that it just adds you another little level of, this is what we all want. Now, the Bureau of Indian Affairs is a different subject. We won't speak about that. Only time that none of this matters when I take them federal court of claims. You have many options of how you get your funding. There's only one way I get our millions back for our Osage. Only man's ever sit in a room and filed a lawsuit into the billions against the United States. Believe you me, once you kill once, you can kill twice. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to threaten everything I can to help us get what we need. And it's not going to harm you all at all. Sometimes I like it because I am the minerals. Because I can say things as a direct service tribe that you can't. Because you're talking to your funding agency. I'm going to threaten them that this is what I have to have. I have to have what my council is representing these Osages. I have to have your element under the law because the next government is going to be Osage Nation. We're all going to be non-existent anymore. And that's when we've arrived for our kids. So I agree with your interpretation. It's just got to be stronger. And this does not hurt executive, congressional, or minerals. You're fixing something that's broke. It took the United States 28 years just to get their document right on Declaration of Independence. Don't hurry yourself and make the right decisions. I feel like this is right because it says, we'll send you this, you take it from there. And you're voted in to make that choice because I helped get you here. Is that helping?
Absolutely.
Good.
Congressman
Supernova? Well, I think it's a, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's the way I see it. It's an added protection for the Minerals Council. But I'm interested in Maria's point of view. I see, well, I'm having a hard time is Sam Wyland would think it weakens the Minerals Council by putting it in there. I don't see it.
I originally put the language in there. That's what I did, but
I think what I might be able to explain.
Please.
What I saw at the table when it was presented to us I definitely had the feeling that they weren't going to change the compact and insert the language in that we requested. They said that was just too much trouble to change our law. And what I felt at this committee table was that there was possibly a consideration of going ahead and passing that compact out with some resolution language, which is not legally binding at all. What the resolution does is authorizes a signature. It doesn't say we can authorize a signature and put some more law in it. I was trying to get to a place where the people that wanted to do the compact could. I will gladly leave it in there. I like the strength of it. But that means to me, in order to pass a resolution for the chief to sign to compact the BIA, we will have to have a resolution of the Minerals Council for that to happen. That's what that means to me. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't we want that?
I do want that. I just didn't
she
think.
She felt like some members were going to take the side of executive where their interpretation it was and probably still is that we can do this now and then come back in later and fix it. She yes. felt like some members held that same belief, and I haven't had any of those conversations. I know I don't feel that way.
Okay.
And I'm a second voting member. You're one. I'm one. I don't think Tillman or Supernov will feel that way either. I don't know who you had conversations with, but as one voting member, that is not my interpretation. And if it was my interpretation, we would have fixed the law when we passed 1362 and amended it so that there weren't any loopholes in it. But I don't feel like there are.
I did this to offer more protections. Now, okay. Funding agreement is in there also because we were told that.
Okay.
I thought that was a good stopgap protection. I'm okay with this. I'm okay. I feel very comfortable now with where I am, with you guys anyway.
Congressman Norris.
Okay, so I'm kind of like a cookie now. As I understand this, being a shareholder, if we put what we're doing is putting compact and funding back in mm-hmm. Section C.
Yes, sir.
That's what I thought.
Congressman Mason, or Speaker Mason.
I yield my time to Mr. Gill, please.
Mr. Gill.
I really, at this point, don't have much to offer other than I think, you know, the current law doesn't have funding agreements in there. So we have this overarching general compact that has all these branches that can potentially come off of it. One of them being minerals issues. I don't think the executive was intending, at least not right away, going after any minerals issues. They're wanting the compact for two or three other items, and they think they can come back later and get a minerals council resolution to approve those minerals issues. That's where the Congress and the executive are getting crossways and the intent for Congresswoman Whitehorn's amendments here. So that's where we're at.
Well, I will offer up this too. You know, I have spoken with members who may feel like we should compact and it strengthens our sovereignty, but I have never talked to a member who feels that way, who doesn't think that we should have the utmost respect for the Minerals Council and cares about what that elected entity thinks is the right thing for shareholders in general, because they're the ones who are elected by the shareholders, and that's Congressman Walker. He has always said he supports self-governance, but he also has a strong respect for Minerals Council, and I don't feel like any of us would be willing to sign off on a resolution without 1362 being in consideration and us having a resolution from the Minerals Council on it. I recall Congressman Walker was the one who put that language in 1362 and amended it in, were you not?
It wasn't done by amendment. He said that he would support it if it had that language in it. I came back to the table with the committee substitute. I agree.
Okay. So we need to vote.
The vote is put back in.
This would be to reinsert compact and on page 2, line 47, reinsert compact or.
Okay, is everyone ready? We'll do a roll call.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Supernov?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Buffalohead?
Yes. Motion passes.
Thank you, guys.
Katie?
I'd like to go back to the amendment to Section A for a minute. With the addition of the Department of Interior, I didn't have really time to think about it, but I think I have explained to you all that under a compact agreement, we have the ability to compact with other agencies under the Department of Interior, like Forestry or U.S. Wildlife or USGS or some of those other departments, which is either a compact or a funding agreement. So are you understanding that language in here means that we have to bring these back to be approved prior to the chief being authorized to sign them?
It's a compact, yes, I do.
Or a funding agreement.
Yeah.
Well, funding agreement's amended out, so.
The funding agreement is only amended out where the state of Oklahoma is concerned.
That's not what it says.
Yes, it is.
She's talking about Part A.
I'm talking about Section A.
It's amended out only as it pertains to the state of Oklahoma.
That's not how it was explained.
Yes, that's how I explained it. All compacts with or submitted to the state of Oklahoma concerning tobacco or gaming, and all compacts and funding agreements with or submitted to the United States of America concerning Indian Health Services, the Department of Interior, or the Department of Interior, I guess, shall be negotiated by the Principal Chief. That is inclusive of funding agreements with the United States of America, which has been excluded from the state of Oklahoma.
Candy?
I want to explain again, funding agreements can be grants. Funding agreements can be MOUs. Funding agreements can be MOAs. Funding agreements don't necessarily have to be compacts, but the definition of funding agreements is a source of revenue, an external source of revenue coming to the Osage Nation.
That's why I had the original language in there that I had with the BIA or the Office of Self-Government. That's why I had that language in there that has been amended out to now be inclusive of the Department.
We have grants with the BIA. We have grants with the Indian Health Services. Now, outside of the funding agreements, we have grants with them. So that means if we have a grant, it has to come back and be approved by Congress before the chief can execute a grant application or a grant agreement.
I'll let you respond, Mary.
Well, do you have some do you have a suggestion of language that would just include the funding agreements through the self-governance programs and the compact programs?
Are you clerking culture? Yes, but it's good.
That would be exclusive to those.
Yes. Okay.
Because that's my intent.
Exclusive to the compacted programs would probably be a multi-year funding agreement. Maybe not. I'd have to think about that.
Well, that's my, it's not my intent for every grant to have to be authorized.
Right.
The big multi-year funding agreement that we get
right
through the Office of Self-Governance would be my intent on that.
Okay. Well, we need to, I will interject here. I see her issue with this.
I understand too,
and
that's
we,
not my intent.
I understand that is not your intent, but understanding that we know how things operate between these branches, we need to either include that in committee if we pass this out with committee intent, or we need to find language in there that will fix this problem.
That's what I asked.
Okay. Okay. Chairman Waller, then Speaker Mason, then Congressman Walker, and then it is noon. The 12:30 culture meeting has been canceled, but the next meeting is 1:45, and we would all like for Elaine to have lunch before that meeting starts. So we have a meeting scheduled for tomorrow, and if we can't get 1682 out the door today, then we will visit again tomorrow along with 16122 and 16121. Chairman Waller, you have the floor.
Just in the concept, she's right on many angles as far as what she's talking about, the grants, your federal dollars, and things of that nature. We can't step in anymore, even though I used to run everything there twice. I've set two terms before you all ever showed up. We would be more than happy as a council, because the question comes in when you do U.S. Fish and Wildlife, when you do that, are you the dominant owner of the topsoil of the Osage County as a nation? The answer is no. I represent the dominant owner of that estate. That's where you're going to get this self-governance you're talking about. We will be more than happy to support you on anything that you want to do to help our people. And I'll promise you that. If I don't, then they can kick me out of the chair. Now, I'll vow to that, because every government I sit on, same thing. I'm going to help my people. Even if it costs me my job, even if it costs me my time, if it costs me anything, because when I said I do, I meant it. So I just wanted to tell you that, is that if there's anything that I can get supportive of it. Now, as far as what we go, you're going to run into probate, minerals branch. I'm speaking on my behalf. If I can't fix it, then I'm going to join you guys and we'll get rid of everyone. We can't do a worse job. And with that, thank you. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Your people are rejoicing in heaven that you're here. This has got to be one of the toughest things you've ever done in your life. It's going to follow you to your grave. And be happy about that, because they'll be waiting on you when you get home. I mean that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Speaker Mason, then Congressman Walker.
Just want to share something just for your consideration. I don't mean it to be a solution by any means. I'm aware of another particular neighboring tribe who has tribal council. And their tribal council, in regards to compacts and contracts, their tribal council really doesn't approve those things. What they do is go into resolution and approve the chief to sign. Simple. They certainly read it, but they're on the record, they approve the chief to sign that compact. Amen. Stop. Just offering that.
Whatever you know.
Congressman Walker.
That's exactly what this does.
Well, so I support the language in Part C where it says funding agreements. I think we need to keep that language in there to strengthen the Minerals Council's position to authorize compacts and funding agreements by resolution. I'm agreeable to that wholeheartedly. But if the language in Section A, line 29, that says and funding agreements, and the language in Section B in line 35 that says and funding agreements remains, then I can't support this. And I'm not sure if it'll pass Congress or not. I bet it'll be close, but I would almost guarantee, I would sure bet with odds, give heavy odds, that it will be vetoed, and it would have a hard time getting 9 members to override a veto. So if ultimately your main goal is to insert the funding agreements portion in C pertaining to the minerals, then that's just my recommendation to you. That's it. So with that said, I make a motion to amend the amendment and line 29 and 35 strike and funding agreements.
Term. A second? Motion dies for a lack of second. Congresswoman Whiteman.
Just as Speaker Mason said, what this law does is we authorize the chief to sign these. It's not, we don't authorize the funding agreement, we authorize his signature. That's all this law does. We were told in another committee meeting that they need a resolution of this body as the governing body to authorize a grant that's been applied for. So it's not unprecedented that the legislative body authorizes the signature of a chief on an agreement. And so I don't support that idea that Congressman Walker wanted to execute.
Okay, what is the committee wanting to do? Because it is now noon. It's afternoon. It's 12:03.
I don't know what else there is to talk about.
Well, I'd like to know why. Do you want to just give the chief blank authority to sign funding agreements? Or?
Did you ask me why I want to? Or
do you? Censor it any way you want to.
I think the compact agreements is what we have the authority to authorize. And the funding agreements, I think that's an executive function. That's getting down into the nitty-gritty. Those funding agreements, even the ones that the Roads Department operated under, those were amended from time to time during the year. I mean, we have all kinds of funding agreements throughout the nation for, I don't know, I want to say dozens, but I would say dozens of various programs and departments that we have compacted or have under contract. Not only those, the ones that are under compact and contract, but also grants are affected as well. There's funding agreements associated with grants. I think this, using Congressman Shaw's term, I think this is an overreach, and it's going to be vetoed. And that's my thoughts, Congressman Supernova.
Well, I have a question, and with it is on the same subject line. Are you? On your subject line.
Yeah, the chief's position, whenever he was our attorney, was that all of those things are contracts, and contracts with foreign governments or other governments should be authorized by the Congress. That was his position then, and before he was chief.
Can I comment?
Yes.
The way I remember chief's position being was that all compacts and contracts had to be authorized by resolution by the Congress, not the funding agreements. There's been funding agreements that have been operating for years. The chief, Standing Bear, not that I remember, ever said anything or had any initiative that would authorize the Congress to approve every funding agreement. I never heard him say that, and I never recall any initiative by him to do that.
I never recall him separating out funding agreements as not a contract.
Well, because there's a difference between the two.
It might be semantics, but in the
it's not semantics.
Matter, I don't think
there is
so.
A difference. I don't. I'm not going to argue with you, Congressman Supernova. I don't.
Well, I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm just trying to.
I don't.
Well, we'll take this up tomorrow.
Okay. If that's
so, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn. We'll take this up tomorrow. We have, like I said, four pieces of legislation. One's going to be discharged, and I'm going to withdraw on the floor. So we have minus pretty cut and dry. We've already voted on the companion bill to send donations to the Osage Nation Foundation to be awarded and administered. Mine is just an appropriation for them to, for donations. And we have another piece of legislation by Congressman Walker. So we have meetings for Thursday and Friday. We'll just pick it up. Motion, chair will entertain a motion to adjourn. Or to table, sorry. Or postpone.
Move to postpone ONCA.
1382.
Oh, 1682.
Yeah,
I was gonna say 1362 also to the call of chair.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is there a second?
Oh, I thought
we second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Let's postpone. Chair, entertain a motion to adjourn.
Are you looking at funding agreement as just an extension?
All those in favor say yes.
Contract.
Yes.
We are adjourned. Thank you.
Elaine,
get a full hour to eat lunch.
They are function of it, yes.
Well,
they're more
Andy,
an administrative.
We'll be back here tomorrow.
It's just the administration of an existing contract. That's what you're looking
that
at.
That would be the best way I could describe
it
would be is that it's an administrative function of a compactor.
So the contract itself is